If we can spare people chemotherapy and the associated side effects both in the short and the long term, that's a win-win, especially if they all do just as well as they would have done had they gotten chemotherapy.
That's Ann Partridge, an oncologist at the Dana-Farber Cancer Institute. She's trying to improve cancer care by treating less. Today in our series, This Moment in Cancer, Karen Weintraub reports on the growing understanding that not all cancers are killers, and that sometimes regularly checking up on a tumor is the best way to treat it.
Cassandra Xanthos, a school psychologist, wasn't too worried when she got called back for a second mammogram last summer, or even when her doctor diagnosed her with DCIS, or ductal carcinoma in situ, which is sometimes called stage zero breast cancer. She went right ahead with her planned summer vacation, but she admits to spending a few warm nights Googling her condition to make sure her confidence wasn't misplaced.
I read a few things about it and sort of understood it as a marker for you could possibly in the future get cancer, which I guess we could all in the future get cancer. Everyone else was really concerned and I kind of wasn't.
DCIS is a cluster of abnormal cells inside a milk duct. Those cells haven't started growing, so they don't meet the definition of cancer. But DCIS is still usually treated with surgery, radiation, and years of hormone therapy. The problem is, doctors can't tell for sure which abnormal cells will sit around doing nothing forever and which will turn dangerous, so they treat everyone with DCIS as if they have breast cancer. Last summer, doctors at Dana-Farber helped launch a national study called the COMET trial. They're looking at whether some women with DCIS can safely trade all that treatment, at least in the short term, for so-called active surveillance, which involves regular mammograms to track the cells. Half the patients in the trial get the standard treatments, and half are randomly selected for active surveillance. Xanthos, 49, of Roslindale, was one of the first Boston patients in the COMET trial. She joined because she really wanted to avoid treatment, but felt conflicted about it.
There was comfort around being in a trial as opposed to going it alone. And I sort of didn't want surgery, but then felt like it was too complicated to make all these decisions.
Now, researchers are realizing that many early-stage breast cancers picked up by mammograms, as well as thyroid cancers discovered largely by accident, may never turn dangerous and should be watched rather than treated. Prostate cancer has long been the poster child for active surveillance. Today, over half of men diagnosed with prostate cancer opt for active surveillance. But Dr. Otis Brawley, chief medical officer for the American Cancer Society, says some people simply can't accept the idea of watching a tumor. They want to get rid of it, even if it isn't going to cause them any harm.
People really have ingrained in them that if one has cancer, one must be treated, and that all cancers are bad.
Brawley recalls a patient who wanted to have his slow-growing prostate cancer treated, even though he had other, more serious health problems. Brawley tried to talk him into active surveillance.
And during the conversation, the man slammed his fist down on my desk and said, "God damn it, I'm an American. You cannot tell me I have cancer and we're going to watch it."
Not all cancer is deadly, for sure.
That's Dr. Ann Partridge from Dana-Farber. She's one of the leaders of the COMET trial.
In the area where I work, breast cancer, the vast majority of women will live through and beyond their disease long term.
Partridge says any treatment is too much for patients who don't need it. Radiation and chemotherapy, which she calls well-intended poison, can cause terrible side effects and increase someone's risk of other health problems later on.
Patients are often willing to take very toxic therapies for very small benefits, but it's our job to say, I'm not sure if it's that small of a benefit that it's worth it for you.
Dr. Michael Berry is the director of the Informed Medical Decisions Program at Massachusetts General Hospital. He says there's no way to know with perfect certainty whether a tumor is likely to be aggressive or relatively slow growing. So choosing active surveillance will always be a little bit risky.
That's going to create some sleepless nights for many people, and it's not for everyone.
Barry says patients have to weigh their own preferences, anxieties, and tolerance for risk, as well as their doctor's best guess about how aggressive their tumor is likely to be.
Doctors can't make those decisions for people. How they feel about the outcomes is a key part of the decision-making process. And clinicians and patients can decide together better than either one can decide alone.
In the COMET trial, Cassandra Xanthos ended up being selected for the group receiving treatment rather than active surveillance, but she chose to stay in the trial. She had surgery before the start of school. She says it wasn't nearly as bad as she'd feared and barely notices the scar. She recently began hormone therapy and says so far she hasn't seen any side effects.
If I can just remember to take a pill every day for 5 years, I'll be okay. It feels kind of funny to take a pill every day and not have any idea what it's really doing.
But Xanthos hopes the COMET study will prove that people with DCIS don't necessarily need aggressive treatment, and that someday patients will be more at ease with active surveillance. For 90.9 WBUR, I'm Karen Weintraub.